Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Clementine and Jules with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. A saltwater crocodile measuring 2.3 metres has been sighted in a dam west of Brisbane, hundreds of kilometres from its natural habitat. A spokesperson for Queensland's Environmental Department said the department had received a report of a crocodile sighting near Gatton. The reptile was later removed and staff will, quote, look to rehome it, the spokesperson said. Saltwater crocodile habitat area begins at the Boyne River, south of Gladstone, more than 400 kilometres from where the crocodile was found, north to the Torres Strait and across the Cape York Peninsula and Gulf Country. While crocodiles can be found outside of that area, sightings are rare. The department has asked anyone with information about the crocodile to get in touch or make an anonymous tip via their website. The maximum court-ordered penalty for unlawfully taking or keeping a saltwater crocodile in Queensland is $37,500. More than a third of new apartment developments in Brisbane are at risk of not being commercially viable beyond next year, calling into question the Queensland Government's ambitious housing targets and the future of suburban renewal precincts. Only 6,000 new apartments are estimated to be built in the inner Brisbane area from 2027 and 2029, significantly less than the initial target set by the government's Southeast Queensland Regional Plan. While some communities have resisted height limits in South Brisbane and suburban renewal precincts, including Stones Corner, Wynnum and Mount Gravatt, industry figures are now requesting more flexible rules to kickstart further construction projects. The latest Brisbane apartment snapshot, compiled by research group Urbis, reports that 35% of future apartment developments beyond 2027 remain at moderate to high risk of not getting off the ground within their current timeframe due to soaring construction costs, labour shortages, lengthy approval times, and the difficulty of locking in builders.
In national news, health authorities are urging people on the New South Wales South Coast to stay alert for symptoms after the sixth case of a flesh-eating ulcer was detected in the Batemans Bay, Moree area. Brulee ulcer is a bacterial infection that releases a toxin that damages skin and soft tissues. If left untreated, the ulcer can become larger and lead to skin and muscle damage. The disease is most commonly spread to humans by mosquitoes. Doctors say prevention is the best way to avoid the spread of the infection. Recommendations given to the ABC suggest this could be done by wearing loose, long-sleeved and light-coloured clothing and applying mosquito repellent that contains DET or Picardin. The federal government has doubled post-study work visas for international students, jumping from $2,300 to $4,600. The visa is the temporary graduate visa, which allows students who have gained their qualifications in Australia to stay for up to 3 years to live, study and work. Earlier this month, the Department of Home Affairs raised the application fees. In 2019, the fee was only $1,535. Education is Australia's fourth largest export behind natural resources, with international students bringing in $5 billion into the economy. International Education Association of Australia CEO Phil Honeywood said the price hike was inequitable for the tens of thousands of students nearing the end of their study visas. Quote, Australia is getting a really good reputation for having pulled the welcome mat from underneath international students, he said. Mr. Honey said the price of the post-study visa and student visa would deter future students from choosing to study abroad in Australia. In international news, two teenagers were charged on Monday with offences including terrorism and using weapons of mass destruction after they allegedly threw improvised explosive devices during an anti-Islam demonstration on Saturday outside the residence of New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani. The incident took place on Saturday during an anti-Islam protest by right-wing agitators outside Gracie Mansion on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Mamdani, the city's first Muslim mayor, and his family were not at home. Neither device exploded and both were made safe by NYPD bomb squad. Mamdani said the men had, quote, traveled from Pennsylvania and attempted to bring violence to New York City, end quote. The mayor praised two police officers whose swift and decisive actions, he said, led to the suspect's prompt arrest as well as the devices being removed safely. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.